I'm kind of a reformed perfectionist myself. I don't know if you know that out there or not, or whether you pick that up in any of the programming, but I am. I'm a recovering perfectionist. I've learned in my life that perfect is a bit elusive, but you know what's not? Excellence. I can get excellence. I can get to excellence. Perfect is real hard, friends. So what is the perfect life, though? Does it exist? And of course, it depends upon how you define perfect, clearly, right? I mean, isn't that what it is? If perfect life is sitting on an island somewhere on a hammock and chilling in the wind, and that's a perfect life, well, then you got to go reach for that. Oh, it sounds really good right about now, friends, I have to tell you. Just the hammock alone would be good, wherever it is. But anyways, what is a perfect life? Think about that yourself. And listen, I say all the time to you, you always hear me say life is a gift. And when I say life is a gift, I just mean that, you know, we should all experience it in its fullest. If we want it, we should have it. We should reach for it. We should get it. We should do it. We should be it. Well, the big question on everyone's mind, it's a gender thing, or is it? World peace, religion, sex, money, politics, climate change, big business, big ideas, and big egos. Nothing is off limits. As I'm joined by some of the most accomplished and highly opinionated women from the far left, the far right, and the far reaches of the planet. This is Malcolm Out Loud, and you're listening to Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure. You know, you have a dream of wanting to do something, whatever that is in your life. I'm talking about probably your career, but making money. We all have to make money, right? But if you're doing that, that is a beautiful thing. If you're living your dreams, so instead of them just being dreams, but you're living them, so it's a career, it's a life, it's you, it's who you are, it's your DNA, it's not just a job. My friends, you are a success. That's a success. That is my definition of success, by the way. There we are. Put it out there. Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure, Season 2. It is Malcolm Out Loud here, friends. Well, listen, we are on the march here to our finale in Season 2. And we have a great conversation. We'll tell you more about that a little bit later in the program. Let's bring on our co-host today. And we've got an amazing lineup here. I'd like you to welcome Missy Crutchfield. Missy is co-founder of Gandhi's B Magazine and of Gandhi Global Center for Peace. And also welcome Jenna Smith. She's a psychotherapist. She's a coach. She's a human being expert. I always loved that human being expert business, Jenna. She's the creator of You Are the Manual Self-Development Program. And joining us from Season 1, the amazing and vivacious Gail Murphy. My older sister, in fact, you might recall. And Gail is sometimes referred to as the celebritizer. She's a Hollywood-esque. She interviews a lot of the big Hollywood names, the people out there making all the movies and the entertainment out there and all of that. And Gail has a great book out there on how to, I think it's like how to be in the media interview without being clobbered, Gail, I think, something like that.
How to survive the media without getting clobbered.
Clobbered and banged over the head and dragged down the road. But it is a rough business. There's no doubt about that. But welcome, ladies, to the conversation here. And I want to say this here to you. So the perfect life, very interesting piece, 7 things I've learned from living a perfect life. And I like this. I need to read this to you up front here. She says, everyone's definition of perfect is different. And therefore, there is no such thing as perfection. I guess that's what I sort of just said. She probably said it better than I. The actual definition of perfect is having all the required or desirable elements, qualities, or characteristics as good as it is possible to be. Wow, that's interesting. On the outside, that's absolutely what people see in my life. It is definitely desirable and filled with amazing qualities. However, that's only a small portion of what is really is to be me and live my life. And she gets into tips and other things. So we're going to have a great conversation today. Now, listen, here's where we start. I love this 35,000-foot view, but I got to go to our psychotherapist and our dear friend and ally, Jenna Smith. And I got to ask you, Jenna, so before we get Gail unwind and we get Missy unwind and we go tackle this thing of a perfect life, I got to ask you right up front here, as the thought person in the room, as the psychotherapist, the people,
because the other ladies don't think, right?
The human being expert. Yeah, exactly. As the thought person in the room and as the human being expert, what in your estimation is the perfect life?
She was, I'm assuming her article's the same lines, is that you discover, I think, in your first 20 to 26 years to 30 years, who you are, what you like, what you don't like, and then you work towards the let go of what doesn't work for you, what doesn't matter to you, and then you cultivate what actually matters to you so that your life is fully and completely consisting, I would say 90% of your own design, because you have allowed yourself to sift and make mistakes and find yourself and feel the contrast of when things don't feel good and then feel the expansion of when things do feel good, no matter what anyone else is doing, not to be rude to other people, but to just choose your own path based on your own emotional guidance system of this feels good, this does nothing for me, or this doesn't enhance my life. And, you know, we can't always be that on and having that perfect life, but we can cultivate and weave in what really does work for us. And to me, that is the perfect life.
Wow. All right. That makes sense.
Good stuff.
Missy, what do you think?
Oh, I love what Jenna said. Jenna's fantastic. And
but what does Missy say?
Completely resonate with that. But Missy says, I want to connect with what she said. So that's why I'm giving this segue, Malcolm. Patience, my brother.
But what does Missy say?
There is an astrological thing that is very compatible with what Jenna said, which is what I follow, and it's a Saturn return. So Saturn is this planet that comes around. It's like the karmic planet. It's the planet that teaches you lessons. And so if you look at your life, if you want to break it out into kind of three things, your life, your youth and your middle age and then your old age. And for women, you can think of it as, it's very Arthurian, like maiden, and crone. And of course, crone gets all of this connotation, like an old witch or whatever. And so, which is so wrong, because women, as they age, if they're happy with their fulfillment, and they become even more beautiful, and they share the wisdom, the elders, and all of that. So to me, it's following that path that we make a lot of mistakes when we're young, and then the universe says, Saturn comes around, you know, between 28 and 30 years, and says, okay, I'm going to spank you a little bit. Perhaps you need to wake up and connect with your purpose, your God given purpose. And so you've got 28 years to step it up. In my life, this has been so real, and the lessons that I learned and the way that I took my path. So I'm coming into my second Saturn return right now, which is where the universe says, you know, very good. Now you need to hone down these lessons and get it better. Dig deeper into your life's purpose. We're here for a reason. We're here to make a difference. We're here to share our unique abilities and talents. What are you going to do? So it's continually pursuing our God-given purpose, seeking happiness and joy, connecting with others, because happiness and joy are nothing without connecting with other humans, non-humans, and the planet. I always try to share that we're in this living, breathing planet world, people, human and non-human animals, and we have to coexist and create a healthy planet Earth, a healthy people. And so if we're doing all of these things, then that is that elusive purpose, the elusive perfect life, which
you are a Mother Earth goddess. I'm telling you, I told you before, you're a current day Mother Teresa. I told you that was a great compliment.
I love you, and I love that. I'm not worthy to be a Mother Teresa by any way, shape, or means, but I'm me, and I'm trying to connect uniquely. And she has inspired me as well as so.
Well, you're a good version of you. You're a good version of you. So that's got to count for something, right? I mean, come on.
Of course.
All right. So I got to ask now, Gail Murphy, my dear friend and colleague here, let me ask you here, are you living your perfect life?
Well, perfect for right now. I mean, life is all about perception. So if you have seven people in a room, you got to have to accept the reality that there are seven different movies playing all simultaneously, all going on at the same time. And so what I see, you don't see. What you don't see, I don't see. But I think I'm perfect. And you're like, oh, my God, how could she have walked out of her house with that dress on? Oh, my heavens. She's like a car crash. So then you have to stop and look. And, you know, when we talk about perfection, many times people use the word success. So what is the difference between success and perfection? You know, so that's
what is
a
it?
Lot
what is it, Gail?
Oh my God, it's like it's apples and oranges.
Right.
They have nothing to do with each other whatsoever.
Right.
If I think I'm a success and I don't perceive you as a success, that makes me a success and you a loser. We're all a success. We're all, in other words, if you want to take it a step further and fly over Missy land, you know, the fact is I think we all have to believe that no matter whatever we're doing at this particular moment in our lives, we're doing it because we're actually doing the best possible job that we can do at this moment.
Mm. Yeah.
Only at this moment. That's why success stories are so wonderful. That's why when you go somewhere and you talk to someone and who is just doing something that's fabulous, you have to walk up to them and say, I got to ask you, what is your story? Okay. And that's what sells a movie. That's what sells a book. The story of the reluctant warrior against all odds, you know, as God is my witness, I'll never be poor again. You know, you gotta love Gone with the Wind. That's just how it goes. But you pick yourself up by your bootstraps, which is what they say the American story is. So it's all about perception. And unless you give yourself that gift of knowing and understanding and appreciating that, you're going to be a wreck every day. You're never going to think you're enough, have enough, be enough, nothing. Who you are is the best version of yourself at this moment. You want to change a few things? Hey, that's part of we can do that. That's part of the rules. And the fact is that, you know, when it comes to moving along this journey, you can either go skipping to it with enthusiasm or you're going to be dragged in by your ankles. Period.
Yeah.
So how do you want to take this ride? Hanging upside down or being at the front of the line throwing rose petals? Given the opportunity, I got a bag of rose petals right here, just ready to go.
There you go. You know, Sophia Loren has a wonderful quote, and she says, mistakes are what part of the dues you pay for living a full life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're imperative. You need to have them to get to perfection. You can't just... And that's the big thing. There's that fail again, fail better quote, and then Pema Chodron turned it into a great book, and it's like everyone's... You know what it isn't? It isn't not making mistakes. And I think... Western society, and I like clients, myself, I mean, we're all in this together.
Yeah.
This like dread and panic of trying something new and looking like you're an idiot and getting it wrong and failing publicly is like the worst of human emotion, so that most people don't claim their perfect life because they're so afraid of getting it wrong.
Right. They're too fearful. They're too safe in their life to get out there and live authentically. And if you don't make mistakes, if you live in fear, then your life is just a complete waste. So I think what we're all saying is that forgiveness is at the core. Forgive yourself. We're human beings. Let's just take that lesson and then run with what we've learned and embrace a positive world full of all kinds of options and possibilities.
Yeah. And give yourself a permission slip. Like give yourself your own permission slip.
You have to kind of look at it and say, well, why is there so much propaganda? Why is there so much around bombarding me consistently 24/7 to make me feel like I'm not my best person?
To keep you spending money.
Because then you're going to buy the next product.
That's, if I can get you to be a loser, I can get you to buy something to be a winner.
Yes.
And it's all based on my perception of what of you being a loser is, so that Missy can talk you into being a loser in some other area so you can get what she wants you to buy. And then Jenna will do the same thing. I mean, why is it so polarizing? Why is it just so pulling apart on every single level?
Amen.
We have a lot of... we have a lot of safeguards. We have a lot of trampolines in this life that we can just jump off of and come back better than ever. But we have dread. We have family secrets. We have, don't tell anybody. No. Everything is just, these two faces. And this is completely supported by how we, and I work in the media, but we are bombarded. I mean, shamefully bombarded.
You know, I would say that's the core of toxic perfectionism, this like consistent, never good enough perfectionism. I think when we're talking about the perfect life, those are completely different things. If you're living as a toxic perfectionist and you're never good enough and you're staying up all hours. Now, when you're driven by divine purpose, that can drive you as well. Let's say that. But, you know, when you're just never feeling the satisfaction of your own projects and desires, that's that toxic perfectionism, and the root of that is that shame. I am inherently not good enough, and therefore you're constantly churning out this hologram to the world that you're good enough, and you'll never win. You will never feel good enough. They will never agree with you, because the funny thing is, you look at these celebrities that don't give an F. They're just like, Johnny Depp's like, I'm wearing what I want on the red carpet, and everyone's taking the picture. Oh, he's so fabulous. And when you really claim your own sovereignty, to me, that's also a perfect life. You've claimed your sovereignty. I decide, not in an arrogant way, not in a diminishing way to others, like this deep inner interconnectedness, Missy, of course, right? It's like in that deep inner place, you're connected to everything. You're not better than, you're not less than. You're just like the tree or the waterfall. You're just like, I'm good. I'm doing me.
Yes.
You do you. Waterfall does waterfall. Tree does tree. And that inherent nature of perfection, when you access that, I think you're unstoppable. And not only are you unstoppable, you're feeling good in the damn process. You're not, oh, did I get the award? Oh, did I get this? Oh, what is that guy thinking of me? Oh, did I lose 5 pounds? Yeah. Oh, how's my butt look? Like, come on. That was my 20s. No, thank you. Never. I don't know why people glorify their 20s. I'm like, no, thanks. Never in a million years. I want to say this to listeners. It starts with one thing. It starts with, as you were saying, you know, this is a lot of information. And if people are listening and they're like, oh, yeah, but, you know, like I've been through, you know, abusive situations, dad in jail, suicide, brother with drugs, like I don't live what would be called a blessed life. And yet I do, because of what choices I've made in the face of them. And so it's these small little, what could I do right now? And it could be putting down, you know, Missy, the hot dog. It could be whatever it is to you. There's a voice inside of you that is your higher self. And that's the you that knows how to live your life.
Hug your child, read a book.
Yes, when we can quiet, we can hear it and listen and then do and then act. Yes. Do the small thing. Don't take on a mountain. Don't go climb a freaking mountain unless that really, really matters to you. Just the small, small thing. I'm going to wake up at 7 and I'm going to read the book. I've wanted to read it for 10 years. I'm going to, you know, as you said, Missy, all those small little things.
Yes.
Those little things add up to your perfect life. They aren't. I have not accomplished my life by some big feat. And when I was in my 20s and I was striving and I was never getting there and I was striving and I was never getting there because I thought I had to write the book and do the album and be there magically in this huge way. And I had to do this huge thing and spend a lot of money. And it's that golden ticket BS that we get fed in the media. No, it's the small things. Get quiet, turn off the stuff, turn off the noise long enough to hear yourself. And you will be shocked and amazed at how brilliant that voice is. It's not the inner critic. The inner critic's, you're not good enough. And why would you do that? And
well, listen, there are an incredible amount of takeaways from what we're talking about here. Yeah. I mean, incredible amount of takeaways. I very much like the way, Gail, you put out there initially saying, we're in this moment right now. We're living at this very moment. And we don't do that enough. We don't appreciate the very moment we're in. And it really is, folks, about making the moment the very best it can be. You know, think about that in the terms
to you.
Of... To you, of course. It's
to
always
you as an individual.
Always
but people
you.
Don't think, right? They're like, oh, it's over there, right?
No, it's always you. I mean, it's what And so you make it the very best life it can be for you. And what I mean by that is even having some friends over or having a special evening or going out for dinner or doing this or working harder, just you make it the very best it can be. And there's something about that moment. I always love and enjoy being able to step out of the room mentally. Now, in my mind, I do this actually quite a bit, just as I just did with you three as you were talking. I tend to step out of the room or step out of the conversation and I look back in. It's what I call, ladies, my 35,000-foot view. I do it a lot in my life. And I'll step out to step in. So I just got so much from your talk. about this, being in that moment. And there are some other very interesting pieces on this whole thing about the perfect life. And life, we have to look at life, which you've already pointed out, ladies, in one way, shape, form, or another. Life is a journey, friends. It is an entire journey. And you're going to be at different moments and different landmarks of that journey, no doubt. You're going to have highs, you're going to have lows, you're going to have median moments. It's understanding and taking advantage of every one of those moments. And this, to me, is one of the crux of the problems. We don't take advantage of every moment. And I'm talking about the low moments. You have to take advantage of the low moments. You have to take advantage of the moments when the pain is there. You have to take advantage of those moments when you are learning your lessons, because that's what's going to make you shine just ahead around the corner. And if you embrace those moments, one of the problems we have in today's society, ladies, we are not embracing the low moments. We want it now. We want it quick. We want it fast. We want it to be right. We want it our way. And we're not willing to embrace those moments when the pain is there. I think sometimes, I'll just leave you this thought here a moment. Maybe we ought to embrace the pain a moment, embrace the low moment, embrace something that happened in our face, because you know why? It may very well set us on another trajectory for something else that needs to take place, another door to open, another road to happen, another point of life. There's a purpose to this, people, and we need to live that purpose. Be back with more Life Liberty in just a moment. The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends, with 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio. I was enjoying the conversation so much in this first segment that, you know what came to my mind listening, and oh my God, just play it back, people, and listen to, you know, Jenna Smith and Missy Crutchfield, Gail Murphy, and the power of that conversation was incredible, really and truly. And you know what came to my mind, ladies? The reason I was just enjoying it. I was just really sitting back. Well, you know where I was, ladies? I was in my hammock. Remember when I talked about the hammock early on? Do you remember that?
I have a hammock. Yeah. I have a hammock.
I went into the hammock, Jenna. You know what I mean? Yeah, I went into the hammock. I had a hammock moment. Hammock moment.
But did you actually get into a hammock? Because it matters. There's so much fun.
My mind went into the hammock. That's all that matters. Well, right now. Awesome. But no, I'm on with you on radio. I can't physically get into the hammock, but mentally I was there, Jenna.
Right there beside you. I think you should get a hammock in your office, Malcolm.
I agree with you, love. I agree with you.
I have a swinging chair from the Renaissance Festival on my porch, and I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no,
it has
a hammock,
a drink holder too.
A hammock, a wet bar, and a couple of naked ladies, and we're all good. No, oh boy,
that's Malcolm's perfect life.
So back to that perfect life. It's so elusive, right? Where is it? All right, so listen, you know, I have to tell you all the synergy of listening to Gail, Jenna, and Missy was like outrageous, and I say that because you three combined should have your own show together as a group.
Right.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. What power there was with that conversation, ladies. Anyways, you play it back, you'll hear what I'm saying. You all were on fire. On fire. All right, listen, let's take this conversation to another level of thinking here. And I was starting to lay the premise down of this life that, Gail, you say, where I love the way you say, embrace this moment. That is actually the way I've always perceived you, Gail, in this life is. And it's a bit envious that people should be envious of that, in the way that my take on you is that I see photos of you. You are like my sister. You are like my sister. Yeah, and I see photos of you. I see things out there happening and stuff. And you're always smiling. You're always having a good time. You're always interacting with people. You're doing your thing. You are living life. Whatever that means, you're living life. And you're embracing that life is what I always come away with thinking. And you know the other thing I dig about what you do, Gail, is, and you don't let the naysayers cloud your life up. And I don't either. That's what we get along real well with. In other words, we don't bring that negative energy into our diet, you see?
Mm-hmm.
We leave it away. Because, and we're not going to have that bitching conversation. We're not going to go there to be. We're not going to live in the sewer. That's all I'm saying. Because there's a lot of people who do that. They live in this negative energy and all that. But here's the thing, Gail. The other second point is a really good point on this article we just talked about moments ago that I referenced, point the seven things I've learned from living a perfect life. And she's got perfect in quotes. She's playing with the words clearly and being fun with it. But I like number two on here, Gail, as well. Ladies, it says, to get to the good, you have to trudge through the bad. Now, this is part of my philosophy. So this speaks to me very, very much. As I was just talking about the pain and the low points, I think when I think through my journey, ladies, itself, I learned so much through those low moments and through when I was really struggled. When I, you know, didn't have $10 in my wallet to go do anything, or I didn't have a car, I didn't have wheels, when I lost my car, when I was in an accident, when I was sick in the hospital, when I had temporomandibular joint surgery, had, you know, four plates and 19 screws, lost 37 pounds. I mean, negative, yeah, depressed, sad, miserable. And getting through those moments, as I think back, those moments made me so rich. I learned so much from them. In fact, I have to tell you, ladies, something right now. When I was at one of my lowest points, and I was just come out of the hospital from this horrible situation, I was a passenger in an accident and went through this horrible situation. The doctor who did the surgery, that this horrible reconstructive jaw surgery on my face that I went through, and he knew I was pretty down and pretty bad off, and he sent me an amazing bouquet of flowers in with a message on it days after that said, "Dear Malcolm, let the turkeys flock with the turkeys, let the eagles soar with the eagles. Mike, Dr. Mike."
Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful thing.
That told me everything, ladies. That told me everything, man. You know, I mean, you can be at your lowest point. Don't be a turkey, be an eagle. That was a lot.
You know, I was listening while we were talking, and I was just listening while you were speaking. You know, life is the greatest teacher of all. Yeah. And we're always working in tandem with this wise one. It's sending us messages 24/7. The only thing is it doesn't use email.
It uses your own inner voice. You have to listen.
Well, it's a whole process of we always know when we hear it, we just don't get off our ass. So how do we preserve these gifted moments? I had a birthday in April. I have a woman that I know for over 40 years. Her and her husband have a house in Maui, and she took me to it for 11 days. Mm-hmm. And my favorite thing to do was to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning because the birds were so loud. Mm-hmm. And they just lifted my spirit so much that I recorded the birds. Mm. And so I can listen to them. I have 8.5 minutes of these birds, and I can now sit on my balcony in the middle of Hollywood and be back in Maui. So take photos, just not selfies. If you're somewhere and there's an environment of your senses, of your five senses, your ears are working the most, just flip on your recorder on your phone and just take it with you. And in terms of saying, I look like I'm having so much fun, and immediately my thought is, do you have any idea how incredibly hard it was just to set that shit up? But one of the things I do with myself is I set myself up for surprise. I don't want to know about it. I don't want to know who's going to be there. I want it to happen in the moment. And the reason why I want it to happen in the moment is that most of the people that are going to hear and see what I'm presenting, trust me, I do some research. It's a surprise to them. So why don't I lead the show and be surprised myself? And because at the end of the day, I'm a fan too. I'm just a citizen here too. Set yourself up for surprise. I call myself a last minute girl. because people think I'm so busy all the time, and they say, you know, you want to do something 3 things from now. I said, listen, if you're in the hood, call me at 2 p.m. If I'm not doing anything, we'll just do something last minute. And they're like, you can do that? I'm like, yeah, I can do that. If you're around and it's free and it's happening, I'll meet you anywhere. What do you want to do?
I love that.
And so what I thought was just, you know, just another Tuesday night turns into, wow, and I met this person and I did this. And you just kind of feel the door opening where suddenly, you know, something you'd been thinking about for a while, now you're doing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I love spontaneity. My least favorite thing is just putting a bunch of stuff on my calendar. People go, well, let's get together. I'm like, yeah, just call me. I love last minute stuff. I'm open to it. I don't want to have to, oh, what do I have to do tomorrow? I want to, ooh, what possibilities are going to present themselves tomorrow?
Yeah. Who's going to be there? What are they going to be wearing? What's everybody wearing?
I have to add that I absolutely am. I think all of us are on the same page with that. I do have to add though, that most people have become so drudged down by the trudging as we entered this conversation. And when I work with people, I work on that heart center, and we did heart breathing on a show, and clearing out the emotional gunk of all of the disappointments, of all of the times that you haven't felt good about yourself, because that's where the enthusiasm and that, you know, inner GPS, that's how it talks to you when you ladies are speaking. You're like, yeah, I love that. And I love that. And I love that. A lot of people are just going to end up going out and being busy and thinking, oh, I'm being spontaneous, because they don't have access to their emotions, because bad emotions are bad, and they get backed up. And so I see a lot of people getting confused by some of these things, because they're like, because they've lost connection to their emotions, because they've judged them as wrong or bad. But when we can feel our feelings, then we can feel the enthusiasm of, I want to go to that event. I want to go to this. I want to claim this. And then we develop the self-esteem to, in fact, claim the thing. And the spontaneity, these are all childlike qualities. And Missy, you said this, you know, like hug your child, but also access your inner child, this inner wonder. You know, these are all things that we've been talking about the whole show. Wonder, curiosity, you know, falling on your bum. You see toddlers, they're hilarious. I fell. Like, they're just, or they cry. And you know what? They get over it. Then they stop crying and they're giggling. That's human nature. And we cry and we hold it in our body and we're like, no, I'm not crying. I'm fine. And the cost of that is that you are dampening that inner emotional center that is actually guiding you to your perfect life.
Blocking the flow.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you can't have fun in a phone booth, just a fun time in a phone booth, you can't have
fun. That's the most random thing I've seen in a long time.
You can't have fun anywhere. Sure, you can go to an event that Scarlett Johansson is at, but did she talk to you? Did she give you her phone number? Did she ask you where you got that dress? Did she say, can we go to lunch? If you can't have fun in a phone booth, you can't have fun anywhere.
That's interesting.
Period. That's the big takeaway.
Gail, that's a new book you need to write, love. Having fun. That's a book. That's a book. Write that down.
For
that's
a very specific generation, because I'm pretty sure the millennials are like, what?
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Like, what? But that would be a killer conversation, Jenna, just based on that.
So I came up with the killers of the inner voice.
Killers of the inner voice, Gail?
Yeah. So the first thing on my list is volume. Just everything is so loud, you can't even freaking hear it. Mm. Number two is corporations or media, selling media, corporations, food, drugs. Drugs. Then we have
work.
Online bullshit activity. Online bullshit activities.
That's good.
Wow. I'm writing these down.
Me too. All right. So we have volume.
Overworking's got to be in there. Got to work more.
Exhaustion.
Okay.
Because kids could kill you the same way.
Definitely.
Okay. So we have volume, selling, but you know what I mean by selling. Food, Drugs.
I got corporations, food, drugs, online BS activities, exhaustion. And what was the first one? Volume, you said?
Volume.
Volume, okay. Okay. Very interesting.
I would add obsessions to that, you know, like crushes on people, or like people can get really obsessed with them, what they think perfect is, and then it's an obsession.
How about buying into ways to be?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah.
Buyers into what? Say that again.
Buying into, quote, ways to be.
Okay.
Like, how to be smart, how to be stupid, how to get the best deal, how to find the perfect man.
Okay. Ooh, yeah.
Okay.
I would roll that into caring what people think. I think caring what people think is really, really just, I mean, for me, I really only last year have I got to another layer of choosing my life, not based on what people think. Like, exactly. You know, family, friends, clients, society at large. Like,
it's a big
just,
one.
It's right, and it's really deep. You got to like really get at it.
Well,
like,
people get messed up with that, Jenna. I mean, they get totally messed up with that. So, no,
I do.
That's big, it's huge.
Me,
Killers of the Inner Voice. I like that a lot, Gail. Mm-hmm. You're on fire today. Between
I would
that
say
and
Killers of the True Inner Voice, because people consider the inner critic their inner voice too. It's that true inner voice that's like
true
you
inner voice.
Speaking to
okay.
you.
Okay, and then we have number 8 is expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Expectations.
Trying to be perfect.
Yeah. Expectations. And then we can add to this at any time, but I mean, these are, you know, good ways.
Well, I got 10 on here. I got 10, top 10. So there you go. Volume, corporations, food, drugs, online BS activities, exhaustion, obsession, buying into
obsession.
Ways to be, caring what people think, expectations. I got 10, top 10.
I got it now.
Killers of the true inner voice. You'll
how
catch that.
How about buying into what people say?
Buying into caring what people think. Isn't that the same thing?
What people think.
Yeah, what people think. Yeah. There's the
because
top 10.
You have to buy into that.
Well, yeah.
That's caring.
You give your power away.
Yeah.
Or
which equals giving your power away, but most people don't know what that is or how it comes into. So we'll make it the same thing.
Yeah, I'm gonna add to this because I'm thinking of the listeners, right? So I want to just take a psychotherapy moment and say, there's a reason we care what people think, and it's because back in the day in human land when we were in tribes, if you weren't part of the tribe, you would be exiled, you would die.
Right.
So there's this deep survival sense of needing to care what people think on a tribal level. Now, when we're operating from a tribal level, when we can deeply connect to this voice, right, and manage the killers of the true inner voice, we can connect to the deeper part of our unity with our tribe members on this planet, and that's that energetic space. So at one point, we could die if we weren't part of a tribe.
Right.
And we've moved on. We've evolved. And so, and like that survival part of your brain, that mammalian brain, can activate emotions. And that's where the self-compassion and the self-talk and the self-soothing.
Well, Jenna, what you're speaking about is a definitive moment, love. This is a definitive moment. I love the way you bring the tribe in, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a definitive moment because you're right. You had to be part of it back then. I love that analysis. This is another book, by the way. So somebody write this down quick, please. Okay. But you're part of the tribe over the year. It was a survival mechanism. It was a it's a human being thing. It's in our genes. It goes way, way back. As you say, Jenna, I get it. Today, not so much, because this is also the difference in what separates followers and leaders, Jenna. Followers and leaders, this is one of the biggest problems in society today, is we have a lot of people that are just trying to act like other people. There are far more followers than trying to be a leader themselves, and that again comes from the tribe as well, because they're following the tribe, and they're following what the tribe does, because that was a survival mechanism back then. Today, it's a death sentence. So that's how much we've changed in humankind. And I got to tell you what, we're going to pause here, and this conversation is pretty out there, friends. I got to tell you what, you will learn a few things on this one. I have to tell you, play this back and meditate and let it play.
It's out there and right here.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. We'll be right back
here.
In just a moment here. Wow.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
All right, friends, we are on the march to 100 shows in Season 2, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure, Season 2. Now, let me tell you a couple of things how this is happening here now. Our season finale is a two-parter. It's a two-part season finale. We've never done this, but this is it. We're growing in expansion and reach, and we've got all these amazing women from around the globe, and we want to include them all into the finale. So this is how we're doing a two-part finale. And what's really cool about the finale, and you've got to say a prayer for me in the next couple of days, please, because the title of the finale, the two-parter, is Why Women Should Rule the World.
Yes.
And I will be outnumbered. Exactly.
And outnumbered, honey.
And I will be clearly outnumbered, as you can tell with this one. But I'm looking forward to it because I just adore these women, and they're just awesome. And they come from all different parts of the world and all different conversations and belief structure. That's what makes it so cool, is we've sort of bought, in a very unique way, I guess I take a lot of pride in that I think we've sort of bought many times civil discourse back and put it in vogue again, because it's been lost. It's a lost art. If we can talk about the things that connect us as people rather than things that divide us, I think we're far ahead of the conversation, people. And I think there's a lot of good news out there, and there are a lot of people that are trying to do the right things. And I think we got to focus more on the connective points if we're going to make this thing happen, or we're going to end up back in the tribe, as Jenna says there a moment here. But anyway, so let me tell you.
Survival tribe.
Exactly. So the season finale, Tuesday, May 29th, and Wednesday, May 30th. Those are shows 199 and show 200 right there. And you'll hear them on America Out Loud Talk Radio. 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The encore is at 11 p.m. You can hear this worldwide if you have the Android or Apple app. We have a media player you can play, or go to iHeartRadio. And we're on about 50 other radio networks. You can find America Out Loud Talk Radio on. But again, get the app and you'll be part of the family here. We have 350,000 app holders already, and we'd love you to join us on that and become part of our growing family of listeners. So that'd be really cool. All of this goes to podcast as well, friends. So you can hear it on Apple, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, any of the podcast networks you'll hear us. We have a lot of reach within all of this. This show is an amazing body of work, and it will live on forever. So the ladies who have partook in this, as Gail was from Season 1, Jenna and Missy from Season 2, and you're hearing all the voices. You heard Sally Fernandez has been back, Ava Armstrong, Barbara McGee, all of them. A lot of them have all been back. And they're in a lot of these shows here, and they'll be in the season finale. So we invite you there, and thank you again for just and do me a favor too. Give us a rate and review in the podcast world, the Apple thing, if you can. And also tell your friends about the show. Tell your friends about the conversation and the unique vibe. We talk about everything on this show, and just about everything, and in one way, shape, form, or another. And it gets there sometimes. As you were saying, Jenna, just earlier here, the conversation we had the other day was very interesting, very explosive. It was but a great conversation on the conversation about school shootings, Jenna. Yeah? Mm. It was a wild conversation.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. It was, wasn't it? Right? I mean, mm-hmm. But if we're going to drill down, Jenna, we're going to have a real conversation. Let's have a real conversation. Yeah? You know?
Oh, yeah. There's representations from the from North America, for sure. People's perspectives really strongly.
Exactly. We did another one that you've got to hear, Bringing Back Respect to Those Who Serve. This was amazing. Erin Morgott was in that from Season 1, Gail, you might recall, yeah?
Yes.
Linda Martinelli, Jennifer Breeden, they did amazing. It was one of the most brilliant shows we've done, and I was really proud of them. They slayed it. Bringing Back Respect to Those Who Serve. So it was amazing. I mean, we're I mean, I'm telling you, we're doing it. We're solving some problems. We're doing some really interesting things. But listen, I love this whole perfect life conversation, ladies. I do, because we all know what perfect means, and we know. I mean, it's kind of tongue in cheek, friends. It's perfect is in our mind. There's so many helpful tips we've laid out on this show and this conversation. But I started to tell you all about number three. I didn't yet, but I wanted to. People think you know the answers to everything, or that you know nothing. And depending on which end of the spectrum you're on, she says in this piece here, perfection either means you're a genius or you've managed to skate through life relatively unharmed and lack common sense and experience because of this. I love that line. I love that line. It's like that line is killer. And that's a great line. That should go in one of your books. You should reference this article, by the way. You're going to have books out of this show, success. I'm telling you, this show, this one episode has stimulated all kinds of cool stuff, ladies, right?
Yeah.
I love this list, Gail, that you, Killers of the True Inner Voice. And I think we're going to rename this show Killers of the True Inner Voice, actually. You know what? Let's name the show that. This episode, okay? All right?
Sure. Absolutely. By Gail Murphy.
Yeah. Well, I think everybody did a little bit of
that. I already grabbed the website.
Oh, you are bad. You are. She's already trademarked the book, grabbed the website, and named the show, ladies. You're all screwed.
She's the girl.
Well, that's opportunity. That's just knocking on opportunity knocks. You got to answer it, right, ladies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, on number two, under selling, put a dash and write big box selling.
Big box
so
selling.
So you know that it's, so rather than blame all the corporations, big box selling would be the media and newspapers, magazines.
Now, is that when you say, is that the one when you said corporations, you mean, or no, is that different?
Yeah, I crossed out corporations. I just, number two, I just made it selling.
Oh, okay. But I didn't know that. You got to tell me, girl.
But to zha-zha it up, it's big box selling.
Big so box selling.
Selling dash big box selling.
All right. I got it. Perfect. Yep. And when you say volume, explain volume to me one quick moment.
The noise. Just the noise.
I love it. Noise.
The noise. Right. Watching
great.
TV, being online, listening to music, and
love
talking
it.
To a friend all at the same time.
Love it.
But, I think you can just call it the noise.
Noise.
That's great.
Volume, noise. We can call it volume and then
I got it right here. It's perfect. Volume, noise, selling, big box selling, food, drugs, online BS activities.
Well, okay, so I made a couple of other things. So it's foods dash crappy and it's alcohol and drugs, prescription and illegal, because you can be taking something for something that's wrong with you and it could be a spirit killer too.
Addiction.
You know, I wanted to add that I don't think a lot of people know this with food addiction, is that if you eat copious amounts of sugar, like corn syrupy sugar at one given time, it actually, your liver digests that in it, and it is like a cocaine effect.
Wow.
And it's just good to say, because I call it the good girl addiction. It's like, it's okay to be a bit chubby, because, but you're still a drug addict, because mm-hmm. the copious amounts, the binging leads to, and it's just something to be aware of. Like I have done a lot of binge eating when I was in the fitness world, because you had to have these free days.
Yeah.
And so it got me into this food addiction. And what I didn't realize I was doing was freaking cocaine by having all the sugar go into my system, and my liver would create a high like cocaine. And it numbs out the pain. Just wanted to say a little
That's
fun
what
fact.
Kids do on Halloween and Easter, yeah?
Well,
oh,
yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, they're not doing it to like get, you know, but because they're just doing it because it's the thing. But what it can lead to is that
problems.
Addiction
galore.
Of, you can find M&Ms anywhere. You can find,
oh, yeah. No, I think the word addiction says plenty, because life
Absolutely.
Has to, you got to pace life. And I mean, everything's got to be in moderation, Jenna. I mean,
but just something for people to be aware of, because I didn't know that. And then when I was made aware of it, I brought more awareness to my behavior and went, wow, I'm like toxifying my liver. I'm not just having, you know, we call it fun food. It's like, whoa, actually, wait a second. It's not so fun.
Jenna, I want to remind people, too, that you had that two-part episode we did, which just went to podcast, by the way. It's out on social media now. Not Possible You Say, Meet Ashley Graham, part one. This was all about the food, the sugar and all that, and the out of size.
Yeah.
And So Not Possible You Say, Meet Ashley Graham, part one. And the other one is Not Possible You Say, Meet Taryn Brumfitt, part two. Okay. Mm-hmm. They just went to podcast just a couple days ago. So, and those were your shows, Jenna.
Yeah. About body image and doing your thing.
Yeah. And they're out there now. So you got to listen to them. They were phenomenal. You were in one of them, Missy. She had different co-hosts on each show.
Yeah. It's very cool. I know. Yeah. Remember, it's wonderful. Thank
We've done some cool things throughout the season, but that was a great two-parter there. So that's worth saying. But it is, it's moderation is what it is. Everything has got to be in mind. I've always said that. But addiction is not good. There's no way. Addiction
and when
any
you have
kind
that
good.
Inner voice mm-hmm. stronger than that
I
toxic voice,
I love it.
You don't eat that much. Something stops you. Your body and your connection to your body.
Exactly.
Your connection to your body will stop you. You'll feel your body.
Jenna, you're so right. You're so right, Jenna. I'm telling you, mm-hmm. Jenna, I don't do a lot. I don't do dessert much anymore at all. Mm-hmm. My body life has changed in the last many years. I used to do dessert or this or that, and it's very rare I have it now kind of thing. But the mm-hmm. other night, I was spoiled and I had a shake, which I never had. And do you know I felt like crap after that?
I believe you.
Yeah, I felt like, Gail, I felt like crap, honey. I said, this really stinks. I said, oh, I shouldn't have had that shake. Oh, man. Because I don't need it anymore.
Like a milkshake thing?
It was a milkshake. Yeah, it was a milkshake. But it knocked me over. It was like, oh, man, that feels like crap, you know?
Why do we get so uppity? When you heard that voice clearly, it said, Malcolm, I don't think this is a good thing. What made you go, oh, shut up?
Well, I guess because I don't have them. The person who brought it out was trying to do something special, and it wasn't me who. And I didn't.
You didn't have to drink the whole thing.
No, I did. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. And she overfilled it to begin with, but she was trying to be nice. And of course, it tasted damn good, so I ate the whole freaking thing, Gail. And then I needed a vomit bag.
I see you doing it.
Well, I know.
But
then I needed a vomit bag afterward. Love, it wasn't good. You know, jeez. Yeah. That'll teach me, right?
Well, it is that voice of, oh, it's a dinner party. Oh, it's those. And they're really insidious. I still catch myself having other people run my life. And, you know, like if you aren't doing a daily practice to tune into yourself, I swear to goodness, I teach people this stuff and I can still get thrown off. It's like, it's not anything wrong or bad. Everyone is, I call it running their own universe. I'm running my universe. They're running their universe. And if you aren't in like the driver's seat of your spaceship, so to speak, mm-hmm. you're going to be all over in orbit everywhere else than your own life. And that's when you waste time.
Ladies, I got really bad news. Really bad
news.
We're done. We're at the end of this conversation. And I hate to say this because you ladies have been on fire. But at some point, you know, the hour does run off.
Okay,
it's like, hey, ladies, it's like a parking meter. At some point, the parking mate is there banging on your car. Put more money in the meter, people. Right? I mean, come on. You know. Anyways.
You know, kick us off. That's fine.
I know. So
you're
Gail,
the only game in town.
We not only did it. You know, Gail's funny. The show's been exceptional. Not only did we start in a very unusual way, but we're ending in a very unusual way, but a very authentic way. All right. So let's do one quick round. Each take maybe 15 seconds and big lesson out of the day. Let's do some quick little jabs here. Let's start with Miss Brain over there, Jenna. Jenna, what's the big aha moment of the day, love?
Mine is as simple, just do you, prioritize yourself, and it aligns with everyone else. So the more that you focus on what really, really works for you, it actually is in the highest for everyone else.
If you could sell that to everybody, Jenna, you'd be one wealthy gal, let me tell you right now. Okay?
I'm on track. Watch me, Malcolm.
All right, girl. I love you. Me. I love you. Be you. Be you.
It needs to happen.
You are amazing. And Missy, can you be you? What's your big advice?
I would just say, trust your instincts, believe in yourself, listen to your heart. Global change, world change, any kind of change starts with you. Take it one step at a time, one action at a time, and be the change.
All right. I love it. Gail, what's yours?
I think it was Einstein who said, at any one point, we're probably using less than 10% of our brain at any one time, regardless how smart you are. There's 90% of me floating around somewhere that I need to get in touch with. So I love what Missy said, and I'm quoting, celebrate the intangible. Because if you find it, it's 90% of my brain. Please put a stamp on its nose and send it back to me.
Celebrate the intangible. I love it. I love it. I got it all down here. All right. All right. Wow. What a great conversation. I'm telling you, you three need to take it on the road. Because it's a winning combination of what you have here of just, well, it's a winning combination of intellect and brilliance and sincerity, authenticity, people just real and just great advice and living advice. You can't, it's one of the best conversations I've heard in a long time, ladies, about living a quality, full, perfect life. This was it right here today, I have to tell you. I'm so proud of all of you. You're amazing. Just amazing.
Well, we love you.
Well,
Thanks
it's been
for
a
the
great,
platform, Malcolm.
well, it's been a great ride, Jen. I tell you, it has been my privilege of a lifetime to be able to partner with such incredible people that have become, and you know, Jenna, the one thing about this I have to say to you now. And in all honesty, the women on this platform, on this show specifically, on my entire platform, but on Life Liberty, they've all, I'm telling you, across the board, they've all become very dear friends. I mean, and that is so accurate. These aren't business people. This is not a business proposition. They're just friends. There's a connection of the heart and there's a passion here. And they're from all over the globe and they're unique people and they describe the word friend to a T. And I have to tell you, friends, it's been my gift of a lifetime, America Out Loud in general, all of our experts and columnists. I mean, it has been an amazing ride. And the friends, and we're just getting started on the roller coaster. That's what's so fun about all this. I mean, as we continue to be looked at as a really alternative source out there to be really great conversations and people that make some sense and bring in a lot of advice. I'm going to be focusing over this next year a lot more on good news, bringing more good news stories out. It's really a passion of mine, friends, to focus on the good things going on in the world. I much prefer to talk about that than the buffoons in Washington, quite frankly. So for me, that's a real passion and desire of mine. I love to acknowledge people. I love people that are doing great things, and it's in me. It's my passion. It's my desire. So that's kind of the genesis of this whole thing for me and where this all comes from. So thank you
You're
again,
living your
friends.
perfect life, Malcolm.
Living your perfect life, Jenna Smith. That's right, love. That's right. So again, it's the genesis of all of this. And I thank you, as always. I tell you folks every show, thank you for being part of this journey. And I truly mean that. And again, life is a gift, friends. And I want to live it to the max, friends. It's a great gift, and I love enjoying and embracing every moment. And the moment of time we've had over the last hour here has been spectacular. Spectacular would be the word I would use. Thank you.
Well, you'll always be Uncle Malcolm to me.
Okay, Sister Gail. That's my older sister, Gail. Gail
That's
Murphy.
my Uncle Malcolm.
Jenna Smith, Missy Crutchfield. To be continued, friends.